Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Today, we're talking about how to expect the worst and how to change what you're expecting when you have to learn more about what it is. So if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like and engage in a conversation on a perspective that you see, on an opinion that you hear, on a story that you resonate with. See, I want to dive deep because oftentimes we're taught on how to expect the worst, yet we're not taught and we don't learn how to expect the best. See, this video is going to really dive in deep with not only stories, but with an explanation on how it's important to think the best for us. First, we have to identify what the worst is. So come on in. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Subscribe and engage in the conversation. Engage throughout the video. Engagement is the most important. So if something sparks your attention, if something resonates with you, something just speak to your soul, make sure you put it in the comment. Make sure you drop it down in the comment section. So today, I want to talk about expect the worst. Expect the worst. Worst, W-O-R-S. Hold on, how did I spell worst? Oh, anywho, expect the worst. WORST/good. So today, where this topic came about, yesterday I spoke with my brother Javarie, or Sergeant Simmons in the Marine Corps. And when I spoke to him, he asked me a question that I didn't fully answer. Because one, I wasn't prepared for, and two, he made me like really think about it in a way that I wasn't prepared to think about it. So when I was calling him, just checking up on him, because when I went to Marine Corps, when I went to boot camp, or when I went to the Marine Corps, or prior to me going to the Marine Corps, I met Sergeant Simmons, who is now Sergeant Simmons, who was then just Simmons. We joined the Pulley program. The Pulley program is just a program entry before you get into the Marine Corps, before you get to the military. And so we're in this program, learning more about the Marine Corps, learning more about the knowledge. And, we're going through the process together, right? And so as we are going through the process, we're learning one another. We're getting close, like brothers, like that. Today, that's my dog. That's my brother. Like, we've been through so much. Yeah, that's my dog. And so when we was learning about the Marine Corps, learning about the military, it was a lot of information that we had to learn within a short span of time. Yet it seemed overwhelming because I didn't know fully what I was getting myself into. So there was some hesitation. There wasn't proper work going in behind the scenes, but that it was more so of that we're going to do this, and if we're going to do it, we just might as well go ahead and do it, right? So as we're joining the Marine Corps, I'm trying to learn as much as what I'm getting myself into. And it's difficult for me to learn anything or see any videos or watch anything because I don't know what to look for. I don't know what to search. And excuse my sniffling today. I'm getting over a cold, so if you hear me blowing, I apologize. I'm going to put myself on mute so you don't have to hear that. Wait, how do I do that? It's right here. Hold on. Listen, we showing up regardless of the fact, okay? We showing up regardless of the fact. I got my bag right here, my trash can, and I got the wipe. See, today, the reason why this is so important, because oftentimes, it's what we are hoping for in order to learn what to expect, right? So, when we decided to join, we didn't know that there was a lot of information that we need to do prior to us joining, prior to us signing up, prior to us speaking to a recruiter. So there's a lot of work, a lot of levels that has to be done. And the first thought that I thought about, the first emotion that I felt was that I was expecting the worst. I was expecting the worst because I didn't know how to expect the best. One, I'm leaving my hometown. Two, I'm leaving a comfort ground. Like, I'm leaving my hometown. And as I'm leaving my hometown, three, I have to learn that it's okay. So knowing that I had to learn these three different skills, three different lessons, three different perspectives, it taught me not to be so hard on what I do not understand. How to be so difficult on myself because I don't understand what I'm getting myself into. I don't have all the answers for it. Even though I have all the answers for it, I was willing to do it regardless of the fact, regardless of the matter. And this helped me in a way that really built me in the direction to help me stop preparing for the worst. So as I'm joining the military, as I'm doing the running, the training, the pre-training, and I'm doing the workouts wasn't as intense. It was the run. I didn't know you had to run 3 miles in the Marine Corps. I've never ran 3 miles before. Growing up in high school, I played football. And for those of you who do not know anything about football, you sprint for not even a long time, probably 5 to 10 seconds, depending on the play, depending on how long it is. Pause. Depending on how long you have to run, it's probably just like a sprint. But to join the Marine Corps and to join something that I wasn't prepared for, I had to learn how to run 3 miles. I had to train my body to run 3 miles. First, when it started off with a mile and with 3 miles, we started with a mile and a half. A mile and a half was long. A mile and a half was long, but I expected the worst. I expected me not to be good because I never done it before. Not knowing that if you continue to do something over time, you get better. And so when I was joining the Marine Corps, didn't have all the answers that I was going and looking for, and or know what to look for, it forced me to continue to show up. It inspired me to learn along the way. Because oftentimes, what's stopping a lot of people is that you don't have the answers to what you're looking for. See, taking tests is difficult. Taking quizzes is difficult because you don't know the right answer until you get to the end. You don't know you made the right decision on this test, on this quiz, until you get to the end and see the results. I remember when I took my ASVAB test, when I was studying for it, it was a test that I couldn't even pass. It was a test that I had to take multiple times in order for me to pass it. But I kept learning. I kept trying. And I kept taking the test. Go back when I was younger, getting my license. I think I got my license at 15. It's a formal license that's called. I can't remember the name of it. But at the age of 15, I got my permit. I got my permit at the age of 15. And so in order for me to get my permit, I had to take a test. I had to study. I had to go there every day and take a written test to get my driver's test. So even though I was going to take a driver's test, I had to take a written test. I didn't understand why I needed to, because if I'm driving, why do I need to know what's on the quiz? Why do I need to take a quiz to help me prepare for driving? And it helps you prepare so you can have an understanding of what you're doing. So when you get on the road, you have to learn how to drive. When you learn how to drive, you have to learn the information that's connected to the driving. And so that's the first one I want to hit on, is that you have to learn the information. Learn the information. Information. You have to learn the information. So as I was going to the training, I was learning more about driving and how to test and how to pass the test. I couldn't pass it because I had to go back multiple different times. I took the written driver test maybe 4 different times. The first time I didn't pass. So they when you take the driver test, it goes from it maybe has 25 different questions. Excuse me. It has 25 different questions, and if you miss a certain amount of number, the test will quit on you. Like, it will literally say, sorry, you have failed the test. Sorry, you have failed the test. Please go see the front counter. Sorry, you did not pass. So I'm just sitting there like, I didn't pass. I thought I selected the correct answers. I thought I studied right. I thought I had the right information. It wasn't that I didn't have the right information. I was prepared for the worst. I was expecting the worst because I didn't know how to expect the good. I didn't know if I studied for what I was working towards, for what I wanted, I could actually get it. And so when I was studying for the driver's test, it led me to really think and really focus. Because one, my mama, she encouraged us. She encouraged us to go get our driver's license. And by encouraging, I'm just saying she actually told us, like, you're going to get your driver's license regardless. However many times it takes, we're going to go. We're going to go. And so as we're going, it was up to me to pass. As we're going, it was up to me to study. As we're going, it was up to me to take my time on this test. So I've never been a good test taker when the pressure is underneath me. No one is looking at me, yet I'm looking at the screen and I'm taking the test and I don't know the information. And since I don't know the information, I have to take it multiple times. I have to take it multiple attempts. And I'm okay with that because it's showing me what I need to work more on, what I need to study more of. And so the ASVAB was no different than the driver's test because there was information that I had to learn when I was learning how to drive, when I was learning how to get behind the wheel, when I was learning how to get on the road. There was information there that I had to really understand when it came to the signs, when it came to the language of it, when it came to the lights, when it came to the signals. I had to understand what I was driving in order for me to be good and pass. Just like the ASVAB, I had to take the test so that way I can have a job when I get to the Marine Corps. See, if I didn't understand and know what I was working towards, I just knew I needed to pass this test. I just knew I needed to learn this information. I need to study more. I need to be and do more practicing. I need to focus on this test because the test is going to help me over time. Now I start to understand that I'm no longer expecting the worst because when I'm studying, when I'm preparing, when I'm practicing, when I'm learning, I'm expecting the good. I'm expecting good. Now, I'm pretty sure everyone that probably has taken the driver test, or I don't really necessarily say everyone, but I'm one of the few that had to take it multiple different times. I'm one of the few that had to take the ASVAB multiple different times. And that is absolutely okay. I got the information. I learned what I needed to learn. And as I was learning what I needed to improve on, I got better because I passed the test. You see, oftentimes us expecting the worst is us not preparing to pass the test. And as we understand that when you prepare, when you practice and you do the work behind the scenes, you can pass what you are putting your mind to. You can pass what you are focusing on. You can pass what you put your energy towards. See, I just had to learn how to put my energy towards something to study on and focus it on. And even though I took it multiple times, every time I got better. Every time I scored a little bit higher. Every time I just got in. And understanding that when we expect the worst, we're not doing the preparation for ourselves. We're not doing the work behind the scenes for ourselves because we don't understand what needs to be done. See, when you expect the worst, when you expect nothing good to happen, when you expect when you expect nothing good to happen, you're putting all the pressure on yourself to mess up. You're putting all the pressure on yourself to not be good. You're putting all the pressure on yourself to not be great. And see, the reason why that stops a lot of people is because when you expect the worst and never expect the good, you never do good because you're always expecting the worst. Why is that important? Because you have to understand that the mind is a powerful thought. The work is... Excuse me. I was getting deep. Hold on. Let me drink some more water. Yeah. That was getting good. You see, when you learn the information that's being presented to you, now you are able to see more of the information that's here for you. See, when you commit to your mind, when you commit to doing something, you have to understand that you're going to go through a process. You're going to go through a phase. You're going to go through a learning environment, learning situation, learning circumstance, because you have to be open to the information that you're seeking. You have to be open to the information that you're gaining. The reason why that is so important is because when me and my brother, Sergeant Simmons, who now Sergeant Simmons, we was going, and he's a lot smarter than I am. He's a lot taller than I am. He's a lot more athletic than I am, which probably means that he wouldn't have to work as hard as I would. And so I didn't have to compare myself. I just had to do what I needed to do by focusing on the information that I need to learn. So as we was in this pulley program, prior to us joining the Marine Corps, we was in this program and we went through different various trainings, right? We did like the trainings that the military have. We worked out, we ran, we did pull-ups. We got familiar with the process. And even though we was getting familiar with the process, I had to learn by myself. I had to learn the information for myself so I can be more prepared. I just need to pass the test. I just need to pass. I just need to show that I can do this. I can do this. And by showing, I'm proving to myself. And see, when I was able to prove to myself that I need to stop expecting the worst, when I expect the worst, I'm not prepared. I remember when I was playing football and my coach told me, he said, Terrell, he said, Hump, you know you are a high rep guy. I said, what you mean? No, I said, no, I'm not. He said, what you mean you not? He said, yes, you are. He said, you are a high rep guy. And at the time, I didn't know what that meant. I'm a high rep guy, which means I'm a guy that needs a lot of different reps to get a certain skill correct, to get a certain knowledge correct, to get us to be able to pass a test. See, when I understood, when he said that and I learned in that and became more open to it rather than taking it in an insult, it helped me that I needed to learn this information. It helped me why I need to learn it, because I'm showing that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm showing I don't know what I'm doing. I'm actually showing that I'm not good at it, because I lack the knowledge. I lack the information. I lack the skills. See, oftentimes when we expect the worst, many times it's because we are not properly prepared for our growth. We are not properly prepared for the information that we need to learn that will help us grow over time, that will help us be more prepared over time, that will help us build more skill over time. You see, your skill comes from when you stop expecting the worst and learning what the good is. See, that's why I want to draw the arrow to. You have to learn the information, because when you learn the information, you can learn how to be good. And the reason why that's so important, I'm going to put it right here. Learn to be good. Learn to be good. And one thing that I noticed is that a lot of people everyone's different from the next person. The next person isn't going to have the same attributes as the next person. And one thing that I used to struggle with was that I used to compare myself. Like, if the person that I'm sitting next to is able to get 100 or a 90-something percent, and he or she doesn't study as hard as I study or that I know of, why can I get the same grade? Why can I progress and pass the quiz? Why can I really pass this exam? Or this test, or this information, why can't I pass it? Because I wasn't doing the work. I was expecting the worst, and me expecting the worst caused me not to do the work. And so now I'm comparing myself, because as I'm comparing myself, I'm able to see other people have more success than I am. I'm able to see more people have and pass more tests than I can. I'm able to see that they're doing good at what they're putting their mind to. But I'm struggling in something. Is it really me, or is it the information? Is it the information, or is it that I'm not learning the information? You see, I had to take a deep look at myself and really just evaluate myself. Why am I not passing what I would like to pass? Why am I struggling so much? Why am I not as good as I think I am? Because I wasn't learning the information. And even though I wasn't learning the information, I was stopping myself because I wasn't doing the extra work that I needed to do in order to be more prepared for the good. In order to expect the good, because the good is always there. We just understand more. I was so comfortable with expecting the worst because I wasn't preparing in life. I wasn't preparing how I was supposed to. I wasn't preparing like I needed to. And see, when I started to learn more about how to expect the worst and turn it to expect the good by you preparing and practicing and learning, it helps you grow. It helps you gain skills. It helps you develop as a person. The terminology I want to look up right now, the terminology of expect. What is the definition of expect? Definition of expect is, definition of expect, regard something as likely to happen. Regard something as likely to happen. Why is that important? Because what we expect happens, and when it happens, we're shocked. We're surprised. We're puzzled. We're confused. Because what we've been expecting has already happened. The worst has already came because the worst is stopping us from growing. The worst is stopping us from progressing. The worst is something that we're constantly thinking about. See, the next point I want to hit on is that once you learn the information or learn to be good, you have to change how you see yourself. No. Change what you're doing. You have to change what you are doing. Change your actions. Change your actions. So as me and my brother, Sergeant Simmons, as we was training to become Marines, as we was training to get prepared to go, I had to do more work. I had to do initial work by myself. I had to really prepare in a way that can help me grow over time. Now, I'm not saying I was training 24/7, 365 days a day. I mean, a year. I'm not saying it at all. But what I am saying is I had to change how I was doing. I had to change what I was doing and how I did it. Because once I learned the information, once I learned the training, once I learned what I needed to learn, how can I get better with the information that was already given to me? How can I improve for myself? See, I had to learn how to improve for myself because I had to start changing my actions. I had to start changing what I was doing. I had to start changing how I perceived it, how I understood it. Because oftentimes, I was stopping myself. Many times I was stopping myself because I was expecting the worst. And as I was expecting the worst, I was learning that as I'm expecting for me to fail, as I'm expecting for me not to pass, I'm expecting for me to retake this test, I have to learn that I'm bringing the worst in my life, into my circumstance, because I'm not properly learning the information and doing and changing the work over time. Because I'm thinking just because I learned the information, my actions would just naturally change. My actions would naturally change because I have to be open to changing. And just because I'm open to change, I have to learn how to change. And see, the reason why that's so important, because running 40-yard dashes or 40-yard sprints is completely different than running 3 miles. It's completely different than running 3 miles. And the reason why that is so important, because oftentimes, it's the expectancy, regard of hoping for. The definition of expect is as likely to happen. So we're likely think that this is going to happen. We're thinking, we're feeling, we're seeing that this is going to happen to us. And so when I start to be open to what I needed to learn, while this information was here in front of me, I learned how to expect the good. I learned what the good was. I learned how to identify the good. And see, as I learned how to identify the good, it really taught me something with myself. It taught me something with myself, and it taught me that if you do and commit to something that you do not fully understand, that you are fully not aware of, when you commit, you become aware of it because you are no longer second-guessing your actions. See, when you change your actions, you're committing to something that you do not know. You're committing to the process. You're committing to the work. You're committed to doing what you need to do in order for you to be more prepared. And so as I was in the Marine Corps, as we was going to the Marine Corps, transitioning from outside the Marine Corps to inside the Marine Corps, I had to learn that it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work, and the work that I'm doing is bare minimal, and I need to do more for myself. I need to be okay with doing more, because as I'm doing more, I'm changing my actions. I'm changing my actions because I'm learning how to be good. I'm learning how to expect to be good. I'm learning how to be good. See, oftentimes, we just have to be introduced to what good actually looks like. See, when we was in the pulley program, we was in the program prior to the joining the military, it was some guys there that ran a mile and a half in like 10, 11 minutes. 10, 11 minutes. I knew in my mind, I'm not going to ever be that good. I don't need to be that good. I don't need to break the record. I don't need to run that fast. I don't need to be that good. I just need to pass. So what do I need to do in order to pass in a way where it shows my preparation? It shows my conditioning as me running is improving. It's showing and proving, excuse me, that I'm learning the information. I don't need to be the best. I just need to do the best that I can be. And the reason why that's so important, because when I learned that I was expecting the worst, I was comparing myself to other people. I was comparing myself to other individuals' success and their growth and their good, because I didn't know what good looked like to me. I didn't know what good felt like to me. I didn't understand it. So as I'm not understanding it, I'm starting to second guess the work that I was doing. And when you're comparing yourself, you're second guessing what you're doing because you seek validation of those that's actually doing good. See, doing good shows that you are committed to the work. You're committed to the process. You're committed to learning this skill. See, when you change your actions speak for themselves. Your actions show, hey, this guy's actually learning. This guy is actually studying. This guy has actually learned something. And the reason why that's so important, because oftentimes when we start expecting the good, we seek validation for the good to be identified. Change your actions. Cut off. Seek. Change your actions. And then cut. Hello. Don't want to say cut. Cut. Validation. Don't want to say cut. Once you change your actions, you're no longer seeking validation. Seeking validation. You're no longer seeking validation. You're no longer seeking validation. I want to look up the word validation right quick just so we can have a better understanding of what it is, so that way we understand it. Validation, validate, validate. Definition of validate: check or prove the validity, if I said that correctly, or accuracy of something. Validate, accuracy of something. To validate means the accuracy of something. And as synonyms are show to be true. Show to be true. Why is that so important? So when we stop expecting the worst and start learning what the good is for ourselves, now We have to stop seeking validation or seeking approval. Did it say approval? Hello? Did it say approval? Accuracy or something. We have to stop seeking other individuals' accuracy of ourselves, because now we're defining the good for ourselves. And the reason why that's so important, because oftentimes we stop ourselves in mid progression because we don't see and hear others praising us. We don't see people saying, hey, good job. You're doing a phenomenal job. You're doing an amazing job. But see, validation, it's another word of showing that you're doing the right things because other people are saying you're doing the right things. If you're doing it for the wrong reason, people will see you're doing it for the wrong reason. If you're doing it for the right reason, people will see that you're doing it for the right reason. It's not the fact that you're doing it for other individuals. You're doing it for yourself. And when other individuals see your growth, now they be like, hey, you're doing a phenomenal job. You're doing an amazing job. Now, the validation or the accuracy helps. Is that the word? Make or declare? I don't think that's the word. Excuse me. I don't think that's the word I'm looking for. Oh, yes, it is. I read the wrong definition. I apologize. Yeah. So, validate, recognize or affirm the validity or worth of a person or their feelings or opinions. Cause a person to feel valued or worthwhile. Now, don't get me wrong. I knew that was the word, but the definition that I read, I was like, hold on, that ain't sounding right. But the one I just read, that one is what I'm speaking about. That's the one I'm referring to. See, when you seek approval from the next person, you're doing for the next person and not yourself. So when we committed to joining the Marine Corps, I did it for myself. I didn't go around asking, hey, should I join the Marine Corps? Hey, what do you think about the Marine Corps? No. When I made my mind up and really committed to the process that I was on, I didn't ask, should I join the Marine Corps? My mind was already made up. I asked a different question to gain like a new perspective of someone that's already been in. Of individuals that's already joined a military branch, that's already did their time or served for the country. And so as I'm going around different individuals while working for Walmart, I was going around different individuals just asking, like, when you joined the Marine, not necessarily the Marine Corps, when you joined the military, because it was Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, veterans that was working at Walmart, when you joined this branch, what did you think of it? What did you expect? What did you learn? How did it help you as a person? And then the older people that was there, they told me their stories from them serving. Some served during the war. Some served during peacetime. It was different stories, different experiences that I was able to listen to because I was willing to ask the question rather than seek validation like, hey, I'm joining the Marine Corps. What do you think of that? I'm joining the military. What are your thoughts on that? I don't need your thoughts on something that I'm going to do. I don't need your validation because my mind is already made up. In order for me to learn the information, I have to be able to ask questions rather than seek validation, because if I'm seeking validation, I'm doing it for the next person rather than myself. And the reason why that's so important, because when you expect the worst, you're not expecting that you can be good. You're not expecting that you will be good. You're not expecting that you can be good, because I wasn't expecting that. I'm not saying just because I was feeling that doesn't mean you was feeling it. What I am saying is that I was feeling that because I didn't know how to expect the good. I didn't know, even though me asking questions, me speaking to older individuals was helping me be more comfortable, be open to learning and hearing from different experiences, I was learning the information. I was learning the information, not necessarily for the particular branch that I went to, but for the different experiences that they went through. And so when I had to change my validation, hello. I let me circle this. I'm going to circle this and I'm going to put an X. do not need to seek validation. So as I was changing my thoughts, as I was changing my actions, I was changing what I thought about myself and understood about the information I was learning. See, everything has a learning phase, and it's the phase that we identify with, that we start with. I can't be a Marine Corps, or I can't be a Marine if I don't learn how to be a Marine. I have to study the knowledge. I have to study the book. I have to study the information. Luckily, in boot camp, we studied it every day. And so it gave me a perspective that I understand the information I'm getting to. Now, when we took the test, when we was in training, I passed the test because of all the preparation that we did. All the studying that we did. All the knowledge. All the studying in different classes that we did. And it was the fact that we as a collective group learned the information, but it was up to me to pass it. It was up to me to pass the test and to pass the information. Reason being, because I was expecting to be good. So doing boot camp, and it just hit me right now. In boot camp, in the Marine Corps boot camp, when I was in boot camp, they was actually teaching us how to expect the good. Of course, they didn't say, I'm teaching you how to expect the good. But to really think about what I just spoke about, that was teaching us how to expect the good. See, we was training. We was working out. We was practicing. We was studying. We was learning. We was doing the work that needed to be consistent. In order for us to be good, we had to expect the good and train properly. I remember this one activity that we did when I was in boot camp. When I was in this, we had like a face gear, body gear. It was like face gear, look, pogo stick, the stick thing, and then like a waist to protect our, you know. And so I had the thing, I ain't gonna lie, this dude was like maybe 6'1", 230, and he put me on my tail. I was so exhausted. So I hit him. I thought I hit him in a good one. I thought I gave him a good one. He must have came back and put me on the ground. And when he put me on the ground, first, I was exhausted. I was breathing heavy. I was trying to catch my breath. He did it. I was trying to breathe. I was trying to catch my breath. And thinking back on it, the drill instructors of the Marine Corps for boot camp is preparing you to expect the good. The good is not going to always come if you're not properly prepared for it. If you're not properly studying it for it. If you're not properly learning the information. See, oftentimes I have to learn that I have to do more than what I think to become what I know can be good. And see, what the Marine Corps was doing was that they was helping us identify what good was. Because it was just me and him against one another. And it was either him... He was going to win or I was going to win. And unfortunately, I lost. And that's okay. See, when you expect the good, the worst never comes about. The worst never comes to light. The worst never get introduced because you're expecting the good. Just because you're expecting the good doesn't mean it's going to go good. And just because it doesn't go good doesn't mean you're doing something incorrectly. And see, when you expect good and you do good and the results come out differently than you expect, you're no longer expecting the worst because you are expecting to do your best. You are expecting that you can do your best. You are expecting that you will do your best. And see, this is so important because when you learn the information, when you learn how to be good, you become a forever student. There's a terminology that's called evergreen. And I'm going to look up the definition just so we can break that down. The definition of evergreen definition. evergreen definition. Let me share my screen. A plant. Nah. Let me see. But they didn't have enduring fresh. Nope. Retain. Nope. I think it's in marketing. A long-term marketing strategy that focuses on creating content remains relevant. Yep. Evergreen. So definition of evergreen is that it remains relevant. It remains relevant for any time of the year, any time of the month, any time of any year. The information that's presented will always be presented. And so during the time to expect good was to embrace the suck. And the military is to embrace the suck. Embrace when you are unsure. Embrace when you're not confident. Embrace when you're not sure. Because as you embrace when you're not sure, when you're tired, when you're frustrated, the good comes out of that. The good comes out of you being at your lowest because you are not expecting the worst. Why is that important? Because learning the information guides you on the path to learning how to be good. See, good is a thought. Good is an action. Good is a perspective. And when you learn and prepare behind the scenes, now you can change your actions because your actions speak louder than words. Your actions speak through you. Because as it's going through you, now you can see more of your... excuse me. Now you can see more of yourself. Why is that important? Last point I want to hit on. When you change your actions and stop seeking validation, you discover good. That's the last point I want to hit on. See, you just discover good. Discover good. So, discover and learn. Those sound like synonyms. Them words sound like synonyms. Hold on. Discover definition is find something. Let me see. Locate, come across. Let me see. Discover a synonym. Excuse me. Of learning. Okay, so it is a synonym. Okay, so my apologies. So discover is a synonym of learn. So rather than discover, now we're gonna say do good. Yeah. Now we're gonna say do good. Be good. Nope. Expect the worst. Learn the good. Expect the good. There you go. Expect the good. There we go. All right. There we go. So that's the last one we're going to hit on. It's to expect the good. And the reason why expecting the good is so different than expecting the worst, because you have learned the information, you learn how to be good, and you change your actions. And so when you expect the good, good can only come from your preparation. Good can only be discovered when you recognize that you've been worse is being unprepared. You being unprepared is stopping your growth. See, when you expect the good, you're expecting something great to happen. Why? Because when I was in the Marine Corps, we was going through the different phases for the 3 months and different activities, different training. I wasn't as confident in every activity that we did. Yet I built my confidence up because I learned how to be good. I learned how to just go through the motion. Not only just go through the motion, but actually have fun. I was learning how to have fun, and it was a great experience to witness, great experience to go through, and it just really opened my eyes up that when you expect to be more than you think that you can be, you can become good. And good doesn't mean that you have to be great. Good doesn't mean you have to be the top. Good doesn't mean you have to be the best. Good means you have to be the best that you can be, because now you're preparing at a level that pushes you a little bit more, that encourages you to that encourages you just a little bit more. And see, the reason why that's so important is because when you expect good, the worst goes out the window. The worst goes out the window because you're no longer stopping yourself and thinking that you cannot do something when you're doing the right thing, and you're doing the right thing in a way that's going to help you grow and develop for yourself. It's going to help you grow and develop for yourself. See, when you grow and develop for yourself, now you have learned the information. As you're learning over life, as you're learning in time, as you're learning throughout life, you have to understand that there's a process behind everything. There's new information that has to be discovered for every phase that you are in. And by phase, I'm talking about levels. By levels, I'm talking about when you are starting, what you are learning, and how you go about learning the information. It's overwhelming, yet it's not impossible to overcome. It's not impossible to accept the challenge and be open to becoming good. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had to do our yearly test. There was guys that was a lot faster than me in running the 3 mile. There were gentlemen and ladies. There were a lot of men and women that were a lot more faster than me. There were a lot more men and women that were a lot more slower than me. And I'm right in the middle. I'm right at the threshold because I'm getting and doing my best. I don't need to compare myself to the person that's running fast. I don't need to compare myself to the person that's running slow, because I just need to do the best that I can be. I need to define what good is, so as I'm defining what good is, I can expect to be good for myself. I can expect it because I'm expecting to be great for me. I'm expecting it. And the reason why that's so important, because you're no longer seeking validation, seeking approval from others, because you're approving yourself first and foremost. You're approving yourself first and foremost. You're letting the work speak for itself. You're letting the work show and get the results that you know you can develop, that you know you can produce. Yet you let them speak for themselves. You let them speak for themselves, because it's a process behind everything. When you expect the worst, bad things happen. I remember as we were joining the Marine Corps, as we was going through the process, before I even took my test, I was expecting that I was going to fail. Before I took my driver test and sat down and started taking the test, I expected to fail. And I failed. Both of the tests multiple different times. And yet I took it over and over and over again. See, by the last time I took the test, I started to change what I was expecting. Yes, I'm still going to be nervous. I'm still going to be second guessing. I'm still going to be overthinking the answers and the questions. But now I'm expecting to be good. I'm expecting that I can be good. It's just a thought. With the difference between the expecting the worst and good is a thought. How do you change what you think when what you're doing is so scary, it's so new, it's so overwhelming? How do you change how you think about it as you are starting something for yourself? See, that was a question I kept asking myself. How can I be good? How can I prepare? How can I study? See, when you are open to learning the information, you are open to being good. Because 99% of people are not even studying. I'm in one of the 99%. I wasn't studying like that. I didn't want it as bad. I didn't want to be good. I just want to be okay. I just want to be okay, because okay is good. And then when I learned how to be good, to give effort, to study, to learn, to ask questions. I became good because I was heavily invested in what I was doing, what I needed to do, and how I need to go about doing it. And see, there's work that has to be done, and knowing and understanding the work that needs to be completed helps you encourage yourself to push forward. See, when you expect the worst, the good doesn't show up because the worst is present more than you think. The worst is present more than you can expect. See, the definition of worst. The definition of worst is. Worst definition. Most severely or serious. Let me look for another one. The most serious or unpleasant thing that can happen. That's the one I'm looking for. The most serious and unpleasant thing that can happen. And the reason why that's so important, the reason why I just want to look up the definition of worst, because it's the unpleasant thing that can happen. Things that's going to make us feel sad. Things that's going to make us feel upset. Things that's going to make us second guess ourselves. It's unpleasant because it's not bringing us joy. It's unpleasant because it's hurting our feelings. It's unpleasant because we have to continue to do the work. And see, when we change the worst to good, now there's a process behind the work that we need to do, the studying that we need to go about, and the way we are seeking the knowledge and information that will help us over time. You see, if it was easy, everyone would do it. Everyone would be doing it. And since I was different, since I was more open to it, I learned how to be good. I learned... Excuse me. I learned from the individuals that was running a fast mile and a half, a fast 3 miles. I asked them, how did y'all run so fast? How did y'all run so fast? Because I'm not even remarkably even close to that. And they just said you worked on your breathing. They work on their breathing control. They work on their breathing control. And it was different because, of course, some of them said, I work on my breathing control, and then when I get to a certain point, I just speed up. Yeah, you lost me right there. You lost me right there. Speed up for another mile and a half. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to run a 10-minute mile and a half or a 19-minute 3-mile. Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that, but I can control my breathing. I can work on my breathing. I can definitely do that. That ain't the problem. I can do that. I can learn how to be good with working with my breathing and running longer. I can do that. So I started learning how to do that. I started learning how to train. I started learning how to run a long distance. I just had to control my breathing. Now, speeding up to a certain point, you kind of lost me. I'm still working on my breathing. I'm still working on my breathing, but I have to be okay with saying, yeah, you lost me right there. You had me that control your breathing, but then you talk about increase your speed, you lost me even more. Reason being, because you have to know yourself. You have to know your strengths. You have to know your weakness. You have to know what you are not so great at. I knew running wasn't my strong suit. And just because it wasn't my strong suit doesn't mean I can't learn. I just don't need to be running no 19-minute 3-mile because I don't see no point of it. I don't see no, you feel me? Like, I don't see no point of it. I'm not in the Olympics. I'm not in track. I'm not in track. So there's no need for me to break these kind of records. Me personally, I don't have a desire. And so when I was able to ask the right questions, I got the right information. Basically, because my camera went off. Hello. Dang. Let me see. Malfunction. Hold on. My camera just went off. Well, I hit my camera, but. There we go. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. Well, I never left, but my camera just. I hit my camera. So anywho, what was I saying? I learned how to be good. I learned how to control my breathing, and me controlling my breathing helped me to be good for myself. For myself, because I was no longer comparing myself. I was no longer saying like, hey, I wish I could do and run what you're doing. No, I just want to do the best that I can do. Reason being, because it gave me confidence that I can do the right thing, that I can be good, that I can be good for myself. See, I just had to prove that I can be good. And then as I'm proving that I can be good, now I understand that there's work that needs to be done. There's work that needs to be done. And in order for the work to be completed, I have to be focused on learning the information. Because I'm learning information, as I grow throughout life, there's new particular knowledge that comes to me in a way that helps me grow and develop over time. That helps position me in a way that's going to push me forward. Because I'm no longer expecting the worst. I'm expecting the good because I've learned what the good was. I've learned the information that can help me be good. And even though it's helping me be good, I have to change what I think about myself. I have to change the actions that I'm doing. The actions that I'm doing have to go with what I'm learning. Have to go with what I'm seeking. Have to go with something that I inspire and encourage to be. Because now I'm no longer seeking validation. I'm no longer asking like, hey, do you think this move is the right move for me? Do you think what I'm doing is the right thing for me? Do you think what you think and how you went through and what you done is best for me? I'm no longer seeking validation. Because I've learned that the growth comes when I start expecting the good and learning what the good was for me. Every individual good is different from the next. And once I identify my good, I find my lane. So my brother Sergeant Simmons, he asked the question, so how was the transition process? The transition process, it will be difficult, will be challenging, will be overwhelming. Because first you have to learn what you are getting yourself into. You have to learn what you are preparing for. You have to learn what you are practicing for. Because the moment, the day, moment, month, year, you identify that, now the transition won't be as overwhelming, yet it will be more challenging. Because as it's challenging, you have to understand that you're transitioning from the way that you used to think into a way that you now think. Into a way that you currently think. Because the way that you currently think is, it has new information there. It has a new perspective there. It has a new idea there. Because you unlock a new level that many would like to achieve. You see, when you do that, now you change your actions. Your actions speak louder than your words because the words represent the action that you have taken for yourself. Why? Because you define good for yourself. You discovered what good was. And the good only pushes you forward. The good only pushes you forward because you are growing in a way that's growing and helping you develop for yourself. See, when you stop seeking validation, you stop second guessing the work that you're doing because the other people, other individuals are not approving what you're doing. See, in order to be good, you have to be good for yourself. When you expect the worst, you get the worst. When you expect the good, you get the best you. Because you're no longer comparing yourself. And see, when I start to understand, like, there's a real work that has to be thoroughly a process that many will struggle with. And for today, when we expect the worst, we can identify the good so we can expect what we need to do for ourselves. So we can start preparing. So we can start learning. So we can start putting ourselves in better position because the good is always meant to be accomplished. The good is always meant to be thought about. The good helps you be more prepared for everything that's coming to you. So in closing, make sure you subscribe. If you getting value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and really join the community because today we're just talking about expecting the worst.
And really, there's more topics that can really help you develop over time. And so when you learn the information, you're learning how to be good. You're learning what you're getting yourself into. You're identifying the path for yourself. You are the one that can determine your path and the path that will be shown once you identify what the good is. And once you do that, now you have to be okay with changing your actions. Your actions speak louder because your actions show what you are learning. Your actions show what you have done. Your actions show how it's a representative of you. Because your actions speak louder than words. And see, when they speak louder than words, you have to stop seeking validation. You have to stop seeking approval. You have to stop seeking a congratulation because you're doing it for yourself. You're looking for the good that's in you. And when you identify the good that's in you, now you can do more. Now you can do more. And when you do more, you have to expect the good. You have to expect the good rather than expecting the worst. Because when you expect the good, good things happen. When you expect the worst things happen. So why is it so important? Because when you change how you think, when you change what you do, when you change from expecting the worst to expecting the good, now your whole life can be changed. Now, if you really got value from this, make sure you subscribe to my channel and share this live with a friend that expecting the worst and want to transition into the good so the good can be something that they achieve for it. Listen, I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe and leave a comment on your biggest takeaway on expecting the worst / expecting the good for yourself. I appreciate y'all.